In this lesson, we cover the allocation of swimmers to lanes, heats, semi-finals and finals. This allocation of starting positions is commonly called seeding. We also discuss the details of collating relay entries. The precise requirements are covered comprehensively within the Rules of Swimming section SW3. We recommend that you study those alongside this course. Key details are covered here. Seeding is the allocation of the swimmers' starting positions in an event into individual heats and the allocation of lanes within each heat in accordance with the rules. When seeding takes place is determined by the format of the meet. In pre-seeded meets, the starting positions are determined beforehand and published in the program. In non-seeded meets, the starting positions are allocated after marshalling. In this case, any program lists entrants in time order. Before the meet, automatic electronic methods are commonly used to receive and process entries, often using Meet Manager computer software. Manual methods can also be used where entries are received in writing from the participating clubs. Major championships and many other meets run using Meet Manager computer software. Electronic entries are received online or directly from clubs, automatically checked against qualifying times, and entered into the Meet Manager database. During the lead up to the meet, competitors are able to check their entries and amend them if necessary. Before the meet, Meet Manager is used to seed the entries and produce a seeded program. Marshalling sheets are printed for the marshals, and a single-sided program is printed for the recording room at the meet. The source entry information is required at the meet in order to allow recorders to check the accuracy of the pre-prepared information. Reference to the original data may arise in circumstances where the legitimacy is in question of the inclusion or exclusion of a particular swimmer from an event, or the correction of an error. When manual processes are used, entry cards and a summary sheet are received from each of the participating clubs. The entry cards are checked against the summary sheets, then combined with those from other clubs, and sorted by event in order from fastest to slowest. If applicable, they are checked against qualifying standards. For a pre-seeded program, the cards are sorted by heat, and lanes allocated according to seeding requirements. The heat and lane numbers are entered on the cards and the cards are sorted into heats and events. A program is then produced and the entry cards are made available in the recording room on the day of the meet. For a non-seeded program, the entry cards are sorted from fastest to slowest. The swimmers are listed under the event in the program from fastest to slowest entry time. The entry cards are bundled in the same order and forwarded to the recording room along with the club summary sheets. After the marshal notifies the chief recorder of withdrawals and non-starters, the entry cards or names for swimmers who have withdrawn are removed. The remaining swimmers are then allocated to heats and lanes in accordance with the rules. Each entry card is marked with the heat and lane number, sorted into heats, and forwarded to the marshal. The referee, announcer, and starter are advised of the number of heats for each event. Where a heat sheet is produced, this should be distributed to the same officials. In theory, it is possible to run a non-seeded meet using automatic systems. In this case, the process is the same as for manual meets, except Meet Manager is used to record the information. The majority of meets these days are run using automatic systems and are pre-seeded. This course will therefore focus on that type of meet. The other methods have been summarised for completeness in case you encounter these within your recording career. There are two alternative ways of seeding events. The event organiser will have decided which is in use, and this will be confirmed in the meet program. With timed finals, the swimmers with the fastest entry times are placed in the fastest heat. The next fastest swimmers are placed in the next fastest heat, and so on, until all swimmers have been assigned a starting position. The heats are swum from slowest to fastest, hence, heat 1 will be the slowest. all heats are swum as timed finals. This means that the results will show the actual time swum across all heats, ordered from fastest to slowest. The top-placed swimmers will not necessarily have swum in the fastest heat. Before we consider the detailed allocation of swimmers to heats and lanes, let's look at the other method of seeding events. With heats and finals, the meet program will be scheduled into heats, possibly semifinals, and finals. Hence, the top swimmers will swim up to three times. Typically, each swim is scheduled into a different session within a meet. As we will explain in a minute, how the allocation of swimmers into heats and lanes is done in a different way from timed finals. Here is the layout of an 8-lane 50-metre pool. The start end is where all events except, perhaps those of 50 metres, start. The other end is known as the turn end. Lane numbers are allocated from right to left, standing at the start end and facing the turn end. 50-metre events may be swum starting from either end of the pool. Factors such as the location of timing or starting equipment or the pool depth may influence this decision. The swimmers are allocated lane numbers as if they were starting a 100-metre race. In scratch or championship swimming events, each entrant is required to submit his or her best competitive time for the relative style and distance. Swimmers are ordered in time entry order. The ordering of any with identical entry times is determined by a draw. Entrants who do not submit a time are considered the slowest and are listed at the end. If there is more than one such entry, then the order of the listing will also be determined by a draw. The number of heats in any event is determined by the number of lanes in the pool and number of swimmers. If the race contains only one heat, then the fastest swimmer is placed in the center lane of the pool, in this case, lane 4. The swimmer with the next fastest time is placed on the left, in this case, lane 5. The rest are alternated right and left in accordance with the submitted times. Let's now consider the case where the race contains more than one heat and the event is a timed final. In this example, there are 8 lanes in the pool and 42 entrants. This means that 6 heats will be required. The swimmer with the fastest entry time is placed in heat 6, lane 4. The next 7 fastest are also placed in heat 6 in the lane order described a moment ago. The 9th fastest swimmer is placed in heat 5, lane 4, and so on. This pattern continues until all swimmers are allocated, subject to one exception. There must be at least 3 swimmers seeded into a heat, except in events of 800 and 1500 metres, where it is permitted to have just one swimmer in the slowest heat. Hence, in this example, the swimmer who would have been the slowest in heat 2 is actually placed as the fastest in heat 1. This ensures that heat 1 contains at least 3 swimmers. Note that if a swimmer subsequently withdraws from heat 1, then the number of swimmers that actually swim in that heat may be less than 3. Let's now consider a multiple heat event that is being run as heats, semifinals, and finals. Again, there are 8 lanes in the pool and 42 entrants, so 6 heats will be required. Seeding is similar to the previous example, except that a circular format is used for the 3 fastest heats. As before, the swimmer with the fastest entry time is placed in heat 6, lane 4. The next fastest goes in heat 5, lane 4. Then the 3rd fastest in heat 4, lane 4. This pattern continues. Until the 3 fastest heats are full. The remaining heats are filled in exactly the same as it was for the timed finals, including the detail of needing at least 3 in heat 1. For 400-metre events, the procedure is identical except that the circular seeding is restricted to the last two heats, not the last three. 800 and 1500 metre events are usually run as timed finals, with the fastest heats scheduled within a final session of the program. Semi-finals and finals seeding is very similar to that used in the heats, subject to a few details. Times used in seeding are those established in the preceding heat or semi-final. No time achieved in a swim-off will be used. In the occurrence of swimmers having equal times for the remaining space in a semi-final or final, then a swim-off will be required. Alternatively, the swimmers may agree to determine who advances via a draw. Where one or more swimmers scratch from a semi-final or final, substitutes will be called in order of classifications in heats or semi-finals. The event or events must be reseeded. If requested by all swimmers, a swim-off will take place to determine first and second reserves where equal times are recorded. Any swim-offs shall take place after all involved swimmers have completed their heats at a time agreed between the referee and all parties involved. Another swim-off shall take place if equal times are registered again. So let's go through the lane allocations. First, for the semi-finals. Circular seeding is used, with the second semi-final containing the swimmer with the fastest time from the heats. And now the final. Here is a copy of a typical marshalling sheet produced by Meet Manager. These are often printed on A4 paper and require cutting in half and separating into boys and girls events. Most of the information is self-explanatory. The event is described at the top, with heat number underneath. The swimmers appear in the grid. Please ignore the judges' placings, comp number, place and time, because these are not relevant to your role. In this example, lane 1 is vacant, most probably because the swimmer scratched after the event was seeded, but before the sheets were printed. At a pre-seeded program meet, any withdrawals and non-starters on the day may cause a referee to require events to be re-seeded or amalgamated. Only the referee has that authority, and it would be used in order to maintain a level of competition or to reduce the duration of a meet. An amalgamation is when the first heat is eliminated and its swimmers moved into spare lanes in the second heat. The event is swum starting from heat 2. A re-seed is where missing swimmers are removed from various heats and the entire race re-seeded. All the heats are renumbered. The process is as follows. The marshal informs the referee of any non-starters. The referee will then decide and advise the control room supervisor, or chief recorder, to either reseed or amalgamate the event. Where a reserve swimmer is required in semi-finals or finals, that event must be reseeded, except in a case where the swimmer withdrawing was seeded in an outside lane. The reserve may be placed in that lane without reseeding. The control room supervisor, or the chief recorder, will supervise the amalgamation or reseed procedure and inform the marshal of the revised heat and lane numbers of all the swimmers in the event. The recorder must ensure that the referee, announcer, computer operators, check starter, starter, and AOE operator are given the revised documentation detailing the number of heats before the event starts. With relay events, clubs submit entries ahead of the meet closing date. On the day of the meet, it is the recorder's responsibility to receive and collate team sheets before the start of the session. They will then prepare a list of relays and their corresponding swimmers and distribute copies to the clerk of course or marshal and the announcer. Teams that have not submitted team sheets before the nominated time are deemed withdrawals. Well done. That completes lesson 2. you have now covered everything that you need to know before a race hits the water. We have covered the details of seeding, including the differences between pre- and non-seeded meets, and electronic versus manual processes. The two common methods of seeding have been covered, one for timed finals and the other for heats, semis and finals. We have learned about amalgamations, reseeds, and the requirements for collating relay entries. Determining and recording times, placings, and results is the topic of our next lesson. That is the heart of the recorder's duties. See you again soon.